All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, you'll see here in this crate, I have actually robbed the local music shop.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was a daring daylight heist. It wasn't even a Guitar Center. It was a place called Mike's Music, located on Short Vine here in sunny Cincinnati. But I wasn't able to get very far in. I went in there with a dolly and I carted out the glass case with all of the pedals. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of egg shakers.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of kick slammers.
Okay.
Yeah. Some fuzz busters. Pretty good.
Fuzz daddy. Mm. Creamed corn, like all those weird 50s ones that had all the like hamburger. They just have names that don't tell you. Did you ever see those?
Oh yeah,
they don't have. There's some of them in here. If you just kind of flip through, like the milkshake. What does that mean?
You say nookshake?
Yeah, nookshake.
Oh, that's
weird. It's like Star Fox Adventures crossover with Animal Crossing. Nookshake gets all the
boys to the
gets lust penis.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing forever now, isn't it?
I can't forget the lust penis.
Please reference the exquisite suffering about Star Fox Adventures. I'm going to take these and I'm going to wire them in sequence and I'm going to play a sixth, just my favorite chord, the D sus 2 on the guitar here, and we're going to see with this kind of cacophony of Holy Grails and Russell Diddlers is going to do to the signal, and my hope is by channeling the rock gods they will tell us what we will cover.
Okay.
So yeah, these are all plugged in. Here we go. Let's let her rip. D-sus 2. And it's more faint. Wait, I recognize that. Is that a voice? Wait a minute. Is that Evan?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Evan, it's weird that we're channeling you here. What are we playing?
It sounds like a D-sus 2.
good year.
On the ball.
Yeah, very, very good year.
It's kind of reminding me of the intro to, what's that song? Holy Diver.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The song about the diver.
Yeah. He was down for a while.
Yeah.
At night in the ocean.
Well, at one point he rode a tiger. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
He gets up to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
did you guys know there's an NES game based loosely on the Holy Diver?
What? Wait a minute. Well,
it's not weird.
Evan, just come in from that other room. Let's talk about this for a minute. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hi. Good to see you guys.
And here I brought the NES cart.
Awesome. Are we just
praise
gonna,
me too?
Are we just gonna do this? I don't want to say fuck because this isn't a bad game.
No, it is not a bad game. And also because we don't want to swear in front of Evan. He has a baby.
Oh, true. Oh, yes.
So true.
The transference of swears that Jesus told me about.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
I'm Evan Jones Thorne.
And you're listening to After Suffering. It is the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Even though this is not bad, and it's also you didn't choose it. And also, like, it's the show where we don't, we have an inconsistent premise because there's no such thing as ethics in games podcasting.
Right. Oh, man. So Evan, thank you so much for joining us. It's very unfortunate that we were not able to talk about what I had originally hoped to bring you in for. That is slowly because I got enthusiastic and I didn't make sure that it ran. So I wanted to bring you in because you are one of the world's preeminent scholars for the Knights in Satan's service.
We don't really cotton to that term.
Okay. Kiss, I suppose.
Yeah.
Colloquially, yes. what the label forces them to put on the front of their record albums.
Correct.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, let's get Evan on here to talk about Kiss Psycho Circus, The Nightmare Child.
Yeah, I would have loved to talk about that game because it is weird and bad in all the best ways.
One of the secrets of this show is that we can still talk about it.
Yeah, we totally can.
Cool thing about the format is you can still tell us about Kiss's Sir Psycho Circus.
The short version is it's a very bad first-person shooter based on a series of comic books about a Kiss cover band, which are in turn loosely based on an album, which is not a concept album that has anything to do with the concept of the game, by the band Kiss, who are not a Kiss cover band.
Yes, it's a Kiss cover band loosely based on the band Kiss. like most cover bands.
You would think that that would be just like, you know, assumed by the term, but
I don't assume very much anymore.
It's in fucking 1998 that album came out.
Oh wow.
Whoa, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you know, you might think a Kiss album released in 1998 wouldn't be very good, but you'd be right.
Yeah, I do think that. My initial thought in learning that album came out in 1998 is die, guys. Not because I want bad things to happen,
yeah.
But like, well, you guys are still alive? Like, this is still a thing, huh?
The makeup has to be carcinogenic. At least it was back in the 70s, right? They're sowing some seeds.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, then they went on makeup, and then you get Gene Simmons being a real...
trying to be in movies?
Yeah, like, well, hey, well, he's like a real arch-conservative shithead, right?
Yeah, I think so. That is a thing that I would not be surprised if you said that about Gene Simmons.
Yeah, I don't even know whether or not that's true, but it sounds right.
Right. Mm. I mean, all we have to do is say it's parody and say, like, yeah, he totally wants you to bomb abortion clinics. It's fine. Yeah, but no, like, just like, hey, I'm gonna take off all my makeup and I'm going to be in the worst Mike Judge movie.
Yeah.
Ugh. yeah that was a thing he did.
It was, he tried to be in that. Tried to be in movies for a while. It was very upsetting.
Wasn't Tom Selleck in that movie too?
I don't think so.
No, that was another one.
That was like Mila Kunis, who was referring to Extract.
Yeah, no, and yeah, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Runaways.
Ah.
Did this is the comic that has Kiss's blood in it, yeah?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, actually.
I think that, okay, like, that dates back to like the 70s. Like, this that was part of the first like multimedia lore push for Kiss.
Yeah, that's like, I want to say pre-Detroit Rock City even.
Okay. Cuz yeah, they were real innovators in the putting blood inside comics.
Putting blood where blood
were.
Blood,
I think that's
me.
A fair statement.
Yeah, that's one of their most notable things. They did that very early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it before anybody else was doing it.
Yeah. On purpose, I mean. I'm sure a lot of blood is a mix.
And now it's everywhere. There's just a little bit of Matt Fraction in every issue of Saga.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Weirdly enough. He's just hanging out with
he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. But yeah. He's just they just have a supply.
Yeah, yeah. He got into a knife fight with Fiona Staples. Oh wow, this is another thing. Like, this, like, I have so many assumptions about Kiss and I know nothing about it, but if you told me that the Psycho Circus comic was done by Todd McFarlane, I would have believed you, and it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And the writer is the writer for Spawn, who's not Todd McFarlane as well. So
yeah.
Some rough designs. There's action figures too. Evan, you're a non-ironic Kiss fan. Is that correct?
To an extent. I think that when you're looking for just like really dumb rock and roll, you know, they're really good at doing that. Mm-hmm. So
that's what they make. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, you know, sometimes I'm in the mood for some really dumb rock and roll, and Kiss has some really good dumb rock and roll songs.
I like Strutter.
Yeah,
that might actually just be like
you like that because a rock band.
Yeah, you're a Guitar Hero too. Like, yeah, Guitar just Hero, like, yeah. Like, you know, and when we get to talking about Holy Diver, like, this is a whole genre, like this dumb classic rock thing that like coincided right with my, hey, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to like classic rock because I have a college radio show kind of thing. And also because of Rock Band, like, there's a lot of music that I regrettably added to my iTunes playlist or my iTunes library that like I've slowly been like divesting myself of. You know, with some exceptions, Strutter being one of them. But yeah, like, you know, they're not incapable of writing a good thing, but like, it's mostly the pageantry, right?
Personally, I like Alive and Alive 2 on their own merits as albums.
Okay. Mm.
I think they're a lot of fun. I'm not going to say it's great, but it's just a lot of fun. And if you listen to it and you don't think that there's anything valuable there or anything worthwhile there, probably just need to get your head out of your ass a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't associate these guys with somehow Kiss to me. And this is not personal. If you're a Kiss fan, this is not me trying to stomp on your dreams or anything. I like it less than I like Holy Diver and Dio because it's still over the top. Like they wear a lot of makeup and stuff, but their whole thing feels more cynical to me. Like it feels a little bit more constructed to me than Ronnie James Dio, who seems like he literally believes these things. Like he was just like, I'm going to make this video where I get to slay, you know, orcs and shit.
Yes. I definitely agree with that. Kiss has this weird thing where it's like a blend between the over the top pageantry and then also like this weird working man blue collar credibility that they're trying for. And it's completely inexplicable and you got to kind of love it or hate it. And I think it's completely hilarious and I'm a fan, but
I'm just a regular clown, man. I put my makeup on one brush stroke at a time.
Exactly.
A working class clown is a hero to be. I'm looking at these models from one of their video games where it shows the four different characters you can be. The Celestial, the Beastmaster, the Demon, and the Starbearer.
I want to be the Starbearer.
He's the Star Child in actual Kiss lore.
Mm.
He's Paul Stanley. And it shows at the bottom they have these little blurbs. So under Starbearer, it says Purple Power. Paul's Starbearer skin looks way more buff than we'd ever seen on the Star Child. This lover means business. the Demon says he's a mean machine. Gene's Demon skin has been changed since the game's inception. Now the Demon shows off his trademark tongue. The Beastmaster. Here, kitty, kitty. Peter's Beastmaster skin features a green tint that's the true mark of a Catman from the 70s. and then Ace Frehley, the Space Ace. Ace's Celestial skin looks ready to fly off into orbit at any second.
Oh, God, without him? Just his skin?
Yeah. This sounds very painful.
Yeah, just like a cosmic windsock.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know how I feel about it.
I do too. Yeah, around. Not great.
Yeah, not great.
Oh, yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Man, poor Peter Criss, though. He they revamp his character in the badass video game that they make, and the best they can do is still a Catman from the 70s.
That old trope.
Every story has one. It's the hero, the mentor, the shadow, the Catman from the 70s.
The dragon, the Catman from the 70s.
Yeah,
hero with 1,000 makeups.
Any of this stuff, though. Before I go to that, like this whole thing happening in the late 90s has to have been an attempt to cash in on Juggalo Nation, right?
I think so.
Juggalo DNA in here.
The thing with the Psycho Circus album that was a big deal, and by big deal I mean, you know, in air quotes, was it was the first album that the entire original lineup appeared on, and I forget how long.
Huh.
Mm.
And that was kind of how they were promoting it. And I think that the original lineup toured for it, but if you actually look at the credits, which I have not done, but I've read about this. I'm not some psychopath who analyzes Kiss album liner notes. I think that it's mostly Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and whoever else they wanted to have on it. And the other two guys played on one or two songs each.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the original lineup appears.
it was the minimum Frehley guarantee.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. I pledge allegiance to the state of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I'm looking at in this Google image search, there are a lot of action figures for these things.
Yeah, that checks out.
Then they're pretty rad. They each come with a bunch of different extra things. Like when you get the Gene Simmons action figure, you also get this little ringmaster and you get this cool dragon head.
Ooh.
Like tons of accessories. If you're a Kiss fan, Evan and or listeners, search this out because this looks pretty rad.
Hmm.
And this FPS actually doesn't look so bad either. I do wish we had gotten a chance to play this because the secret.
It's pretty bad.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's not terrible, but Chex Quest is a far superior FPS.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Chex Quest is superior to many things.
That's true. Chex Quest is pretty great.
Just looks like a shitty FPS. Even not even that shitty. It just looks like an FPS to
me. It's not remarkably shitty, but it's definitely not. Yeah. I wouldn't call it pretty good.
Okay.
So this, like, this was part of like this glut of games that was based on Lithtech. You know, something that I think like was kind of like adjacent to, like, it was kind of a precursor to Unreal, like that, like that engine. It was an also ran along with like Quake, the Quake engine, and Unreal at the time. And it was kind of just like, hey, if you are like a B-tier studio, we're going to let you use this to make, say, like Alien versus Predator.
Yeah,
which is a,
I'm getting a
good
real
game.
AVP vibe from this.
What's like, that?
I'm getting a real AVP vibe from this.
Yeah,
like, and the visuals. Yeah,
yeah, it's like the, like there was a Star Trek game for the for the Dreamcast. Like this was the star player on like, you know, middleware for kind of generic license stuff from Star the Pilot. From the Dreamcast era. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like also it had a like No One Lives Forever on it. So and Fear, yeah, like, you know, and Condemned, yeah, like there is good stuff that came from Lithtech, but like the fact that this kind of just like came out of that makes me think that it's going to feel an awful lot like, oh, a generic shooter of its era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like all games on Unreal are any good.
Right.
You know? So yeah, it's not that surprising.
Yeah.
It almost in a way foreshadowed the what we're seeing in movies right now. In that it almost feels like a gritty reboot of the band Kiss. Like,
yeah,
that's what they
the
were going
Nolan
for.
Kiss.
But that's weird though, because that's not a thing.
Well, I mean, they're wearing makeup anyway. Like, and you know, to the untrained eye, and I don't mean say this to be like dismissive of this band that has history and all this, but like they really could just like swap it out. Like, just, you know, like you have inherited the mantle. Like, do quite literally what they're doing with this Psycho Circus property and say like, now you're the Catman now. And just like, just basically like franchise it out like Menudo. Like you have East Coast Kiss and West Coast Kiss.
Well, they do that. Like, it's like Stone Temple Pilots is getting a new Scott. Like that happens. Right?
Journey,
like,
got a new that guy.
Yeah, like that.
And that's
happens.
That's kind of what Kiss is doing right now, because they've got a spaceman and a catman, but it is not Ace Frehley and Peter Criss.
That's weird.
Yeah, but they were chosen for a body type so they could fit in the same costume. The tour budget didn't allow for a refitting of the gauntlets.
Leather.
Yeah,
like the second skin that Ace Frehley wore. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Gwar. Like, you know, you just replace that stage show with animatronics and you've got essentially the same thing.
That's what I was going to say, is that if you want to do a gritty reboot of Kiss, we already have Gwar.
God, I had an opportunity to go see Gwar back when I was in college and I missed it, and I feel really bad about doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I would go see Gwar. I don't like their music very much, but I would go see Gwar.
Oh no, they are not a band that I generally put on and listen to, but it's one of the most fun shows I've ever seen.
Oh wow.
I believe it. Like they're pretty great. I also like how they're aliens.
Yeah.
Is that the Kiss lore? What are they? I know the Star Child is from the stars. Where does Catman come from?
From the cats.
Okay. So like just like morphed out of like a litter of kittens. Like someone just had like a litter of him.
Sure, let's go with that.
And that's how they had so many of them.
And then Gene Simmons just came from like pockmarks and greasy curls.
Like, yeah, just somebody cut out somebody's tongue because they spoke ill of them, and this tongue started walking.
It was
walking,
a serial then, killer's tongue.
Yep, and then
he got a tongue transplant. And
yep.
Then
the tongue crawled around until it grew a Gene Simmons on the back of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy Diver.
So I'm still processing that mental image. Give me a second, guys. That is rough.
Holy Diver, the game that I actually played, was able to emulate. Is good for one. Like, this is a good like kind of Castlevania knockoff.
Yeah, a little too hard, but good.
Yeah, it's not like Lost Classic. I felt like my emulator was maybe going too fast because enemies were too quick.
Oh.
When you get to the part where like the Medusa heads come in, which are skulls with butterfly wings, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Start coming in, they were really quick, and it seemed a little too hard, but I got like fairly, like I got to the second boss in this and had fun doing it. Like, this is a cool game, and the intro was amazing. Did you guys find the intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, because this game didn't come out in America, it's Japanese only, so you had to find the, you know, you had to, it didn't, it's not like a Lost Classic that we didn't know about, but pretty amazing.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It's like, yeah, it's like a Castlevania style platformer, and the controls are fine. The gameplay is totally fine. I've got no issues with it, but Conceptually, it is mighty strange.
Yeah, it's even like conceptually is what is the icing on the cake here. Like the next 17 years were difficult, but Randy, Zach, and Ozzy devoted themselves to the cause of holy magic justice. Yes.
The Black Slayer had further extended his empire over the countryside, and the interdimensional forces were even more powerful.
Good.
Yes. Yeah,
there is definitely some lore that I would like to dig into with this, because there's can we just talk for 1 second about how ostensibly the game is asserting that Randy Rhoads and Zakk Wylde, Ozzy Osbourne's notable guitarists, are the sons of Ronnie James Dio, who are bequeathed to Dio's servant, Ozzy Osbourne.
All of that checks out with my understanding of metal.
Right.
And then the King Crimson there somewhere, the Crimson Emperor.
Noted metal band King Crimson.
Yes. The Crimson Emperor, which just sounds cool on its own, but all that like makes, I like the idea of these guys all having like a Wu-Tang Clan-esque like mystical sword compound, you know, and probably just like really like there's probably some weird weird interbreeding and relations in there.
Oh yeah, like they're like it's a full game of thrones that are actually made of like plywood, you know, because you really they only need to look really badass from a distance,
yeah,
you know, from the back seats, yeah.
Yeah, fireproof thrones. The it is. I like the idea of that. Like, it's just like, oh, Ozzy has these servants. It's these two other human beings that have free will, and one of them is another one's son. Okay. Yes.
I love the idea of Ozzy, like, you know, just like as they're getting to the bridge, saying, "And this is my son Randy, and he's got an awesome solo he's gonna play for you. Everybody, pay attention.
Let's go forth and make a band."
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Yeah,
I was doing the Star Fox theme there.
Yeah, I guess you were. Yes, surrogate father Ozzy. So maybe it's not actually, but Ozzy was kind of a father figure to those guys, I bet.
I think that Ozzy was like the uncle that was kicked out of the family. Like we don't invite him around anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
Johnny Knoxville and Bad Uncle. Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne style. Sex Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys follow or familiar with Michael Cooperman, the stinking bacon guy who I love, but he had a real field day with Sex Grandpa on Twitter when that movie was around. And it was a lot of like him posting exclusive scenes from it, where it was just like Zac Efron like, "I'm just here to eat a regular burger," and then Sex Grandpa being like, "I'm here to eat out this jar of mayonnaise while masturbating. I'm Sex Grandpa." It's a lot of dialogue like that, which is what I more or less think that movie probably is.
Well, yeah.
Old dick.
Ooh, please don't say old dick again.
Old dick.
So this game, it differs from Castlevania in two important ways. You can control your jump. You don't have a whip. You actually have like spells. You throw fireballs.
Okay, short range fireball.
Yeah.
You've got some definite magic.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Holy justice magic. Holy magic justice.
Rather. Holy magic king's justice.
Mm.
Yes. The king's justice. Yes. and everything is made of skulls and ribs and serpents, which is great.
Yeah. What else is it going to be made of?
Contra-esque fucking environments too.
Oh yeah. Like right away. Like they don't even have that at the end. Like level two of this is just a cave made of organ meat.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you just see like the second spell you get is like a free spell, like Blizzard. It'll like it's and it's necessary to like navigate the environment. Like
that was one thing I actually really liked, is that the spells that you get, they're usable. It's not just like, oh, here's a cooler gun.
Yeah. And like when I figured that, it's like, oh, I can't make this jump over this lava. Like, oh, I got this, you know, it doesn't just freeze enemies. Like it makes this into destructible blocks. Like that's a really cool idea.
Yeah. The last game I played that did something like that was, I think, like BioShock.
where you can freeze people and use them.
You're getting power-ups that influence the environment. That it is definitely something that you don't see too often in, like, when was this released? 19
It was like 89
pretty cool for its time, sure. And pretty cool in general. Like I'm into this. I wish it was a little bit easier, and I wish it came to the States.
I
do too. I also wish that the music was just 8-bit versions of 70s and 80s metal, because it really, there's no reason why it shouldn't be.
Just like one note changed covers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the soundtrack's not particularly good. Like, no. When you download the ROM
soundtrack's
of it,
very disappointing.
It gives you an option to download a sound disabled version, which like, okay, that makes sense. Cause this is not great.
Yeah.
I love the boss looks like that gigantic, that one thing that hangs out with the Muppets.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Like I made that same note. He looks like a Fraggle. Not like a Fraggle, but like the big guys outside of Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, those guys who live in garbage and run around in shit.
Yeah, the Sleestaks.
Yeah, those fuckers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I made that note as well. I think it's like the Satyr or something like that. And then you got a couple of these guys who are like Purple Ballman.
Little skull bits.
Yeah.
The Sleestaks are very different, dudes. Like Sleestaks are really weird.
I know, it's a joke.
I just googled Sleestaks and it's terrifying because like most of the pictures are them like menacing the camera.
Is that the 70s version or the 90s? Because the 70s one, they just had the same loop of film that they brought in over and over again.
I think this is a mixed grill, so to speak. So
yeah, it's an Irish Sleestak breakfast.
Yeah, this is a Purina mixed grill of Sleestaks. Yeah.
When you want to start your day with Sleestak pate,
get yourself some bacon, some sausage, some gravy, and a Sleestak.
Yeah, I can't picture a world in which this music and this aesthetic is threatening.
Yeah,
I really can't. Like, I don't know
the idea that people are scared of Dio,
right?
Like, based on this video and stuff. Yeah,
like I can't put myself there. Like, I don't know if it's because like I was born into a post Spinal Tap world and just like, oh, these are people with jobs and they're making money.
Yeah.
It
all ends up being like that metal video they're shooting in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. I see no evil and you hear no evil. That song is.
I have so much respect for Alice Cooper. Wait, was that Alice Cooper or was it? Oh man, I know it had Twisted Sister.
I think it's Twisted Sister in that scene.
Ah, okay, yes, it is. Yeah. It is Twisted. I'm confusing Alice Cooper from Wayne's World.
Wayne's World
with
which he's great in that.
Yeah,
that's great. That's one of the greatest scenes.
Millie Walke. Yeah. The Good Land.
Did you guys get far enough to get the power ups like thunder?
I only got the freeze power up. I got to the second boss.
Yeah, I got to just before the second boss.
Yeah, did not beat the second boss.
I got my favorite thing that this game did, and it doesn't seem like it's like the freeze power up exactly, but you get this block with a lightning bolt on it, and then the screen goes black, and it says you get thunder, and then your dude turns into a dragon. And then you're a dragon.
You turn into thunder. You get thunder lizard.
I'm into that.
It is pretty solid.
That's real good.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
But yeah, I'm looking at these screenshots in this Hardcore Gaming 101 article about this. And I want to play it. Like the thing that got me was that dragon. Like that didn't respond to the freeze spell at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't really freely use magic. Like your magic regenerates pretty slowly.
Yeah.
You get those little power-ups and it doesn't help. Like they give you back like two little points. And you could grind for it. And I'm sure that's if like you want to actually beat this game, that's what you do. It's just like, cause go find an area with some stairs, go up and down the stairs, killing stuff until you get more health and magic. But I don't grind.
That's for the bonfire side chat season on Holy Diver.
Yeah. I guess it is a kind of a stretch. But it is pretty metal. Yeah, these Sleestaks off my fucking camera.
Why did you leave that open?
I don't know. I just keep like seeing. There's one like real sad puppy dog one that's right in the middle that keeps like catching the wetness of his eyes out of the corner of mine. It's fucking repulsive. Let's look up whatever those Fraggle Rock things are. Yeah. Fraggle Rock garbage monster.
That's not a great. Why are you being so mean to Jim Henson?
This was the actual monster made of garbage. That's a different guy. I was thinking about those guys who hung out.
Yeah, like it was a whole other race in the maybe what
they're called gorgs.
Gorgs. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. There's one that's a king. There's a lot of lore here that I didn't know. If you watch like Fraggle Rock as an adult, there's weird shit because you also get to learn about how tragic the Dozers are.
Oh yeah,
like the Dozers have a very sad life. Dozers? Is it Dozer or Doozer?
I always heard it was Doozer.
Okay, Doozers.
Yeah, like, can you regale us with why the Doozers are sad?
Because they build these like intricate crystalline Canucks statues their whole life, and that's their only purpose. But the Fraggles eat them like nothing.
They're basically like monks. Like, they're building 3D mandalas.
Yes. And the Fraggles just destroy their work constantly over and over.
Yeah, we're meant to empathize with them. They don't contribute anything to society.
Let's go to the Muppet Wiki. They're pretty cute, though. Doozers are pretty cute, even though they're all dressed like Zardoz, man. No joke. Like, look it up in Google. They all have like a cross, like bandolier style, like bikini on. Holy shit. I didn't realize the Doozers dressed like Zardoz.
Oh, they are.
That's amazing.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. The only thing that's missing is the color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the wow.
Man, I want to watch Zardoz again.
Me too.
That is a phrase that I say a surprising amount. A surprising amount of time. Yeah, I need to stop looking at Fraggle Rock creatures.
Yeah, it's really distracting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just,
I'm just watching a gameplay video of Holy Diver, and the dude is just flying around as a dragon, and I don't even know what's going on. And I'm just like, this game is so good.
Yeah, this is made by Irem, the people who made like Gradius, right? I'm surprised that this, like, in the heyday of like Wii Virtual Console stuff, like getting in America, getting some Famicom stuff, you know, brought over. Like, we're not going to bother to translate this because, you know, it's not, you know, necessary for you to really understand what's going on. In fact, it probably benefits from you really not knowing what's up. but like, we want this to be available, because, you know, for like, you know, historical purposes, right? Like, that was a really cool time in Nintendo's like life cycle
when they were doing that shit.
Yeah, when they were doing that, like when the Retronauts actually had stuff to, you know, talk about every week, you know. But
them complaining about not having stuff to talk about is one of my least favorite things that happens in that show.
Yeah.
Like, I like that show, but every time like Chris Kohler comes on just to like kvetch about there not being stuff on the virtual console, it's just like, come on, guys.
It's been like 6 years, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's mildly tedious at this point. Yeah. I like you, but still.
Yeah.
Did you guys see why it never got a US release?
Licensing problems,
why is
right?
That?
Well, the reason that I saw, at least in the Hardcore Gaming 101 area or article, is it had something to do with Nintendo of America's no religious references policy, because the word holy is in the title.
Oh, wow.
Brr?
And that makes sense, because they don't like things that are holy.
Right. Yeah.
They also got rid of like Devil Man or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D-Man.
But this game would fall very flat if it was just called Diver.
Yeah, you expect something different.
Like a submarine simulator. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. But that might also be why it hasn't come to the virtual console.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, possible. Sure.
Yeah.
And now once they realize like, oh, this has a lot of metal people in it, maybe that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Like Ronnie James Dio might not like it.
Yeah. Well, the first line of this this, you know, backstory thing. Ronnie James Dio's dead as fuck, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't keep up with that shit.
Sorry. I didn't know. I
still don't know if it's true.
Oh yeah, no, he is dead as fuck. Okay. No, like the first line of this summary: resurrected the legend of the holy magic King's Justice. Like, call it King's Justice, call it resurrected, call it the legend.
Oh sure, yeah. Holy yeah, or King's Justice would be good, or Justice Magic. That's a good NES name.
Yeah,
enjoy that.
I would play a game called Holy Magic King's Justice.
Yeah, me too.
Just like, just sight unseen. I would spend money on that.
Yeah, that's good shit.
I would at least open it up in my emulator.
This is
that's probably more true.
Yeah, that's slightly less hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
I don't know that I have anything more to say about this. Like, it's a good game. I wish that I was able to play. Like, man, Evan, I tried for 2 hours probably total to get this to get this thing to run.
I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about it. it's a little bit of a shame that you weren't able to, but it's kind of an unremarkable game. I feel like we're all better for having played Holy Diver.
I think so. Yeah.
So that's I can't be too upset.
Yeah. This is kind of in a tier with Kickmaster. Actually, if like we look back at the thing and just kind of like, oh, I never would have expected this to be good, but it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about Holy Diver either. The video of this is really cute to me. Like, I feel like the video for Holy Diver, the Dio song, feels like a Make-A-Wish. The result of a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing.
Do you think that's like what his whole career is based off of?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just like this like real, like kind of cute little guy was just like, no, I want to fight like a dragon. No, a real dragon. And then they're just like, you know, well, you're the one who has stage four leukemia. Like you're the boss. And then it just kind of took off from there. But it's a very fun song for karaoke because the karaoke video is often just the music video, which I love.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very strange video. And, it's an odd choice for a single, given that the song doesn't start until over a minute into the track.
It is fully 2 minutes too long.
Yeah. Song. Yeah, that is very strange.
And it's already a scant 4 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah. And the lyrics are nonsense.
Oh, yeah. You thought I was joking when I mentioned riding a tiger, but that is something that scans with Holy Diver. Ride the tiger, Holy Diver.
It is
Diver.
Presented as an imperative.
Yeah.
You must ride the tiger.
Oh man, and then just like rats and fog give way to a silhouette of a demon knight.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Again, I'm telling you, it's real Make-A-Wish.
Yep.
I thought you were still going with lyrics. I was like, I don't remember that line, but it doesn't sound that out of place.
Rats and fog give way to a silhouette of a demon knight.
The fact that you believed it says a lot.
Says as much as anything. Oh man, some real sub Clash of the Titans green screen as he forges his sword.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And the not to get too far into a music videos tangent, but Killswitch Engage did a pretty well-known cover of it a few years back, and their video is just this wonderful loving parody of the original.
What element of his parodic, like, are they, because I could see like doing just a complete like shot for shot remake of it that would read as parody.
It's not a shot for shot remake. It's a lot more coherent. There's a lot more stuff that you can actually follow, and it's more visually interesting. But there are some very, very specific references to the original that, if you are familiar with the original video, are extremely funny.
Yeah.
Like the blacksmith.
The background. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this. I don't mean to drag us on. I've worn plenty of robes in my life. You know, I've got a terry cloth bathrobe for when it's cold, you know?
Like, sure.
You know, and I'm in the interstitial between the shower and
cool. you don't have to explain to us or the audience situations a man might use a bathrobe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I just wanted to be sure.
You don't have to justify your bathrobe.
So it's like a towel made of a coat.
No, it's like
yeah, or the other way around.
I think it's actually not that. I think it's actually the inverse of that.
Yeah, yep.
A towel made of a coat would be miserable.
Yeah, that would be awful. Yeah,
this like,
yeah.
New this year from Carhartt.
Yeah, let me sop up my taint moistness with this pea coat. No, I've got that. I've worn choral robes before, like, you know, for like you know, just like choir contests or, you know, things of that nature. I've never worn a cloak.
Like real quick before you continue with this like cloaks versus robe thing that you're aiming us towards
that you're cultivating.
The fact that you felt the need to like really expound and explain a bathrobe. But not a choir contest.
Yeah,
is really telling.
You know, like everybody did. You know,
nobody has a bathrobe. Not like every American has a bathrobe, but a choir contest is just a thing that you do. It's a contest, then it's a choir. Even knowing what those words mean individually tells me nothing about what a choir contest might be for.
I think it's also very telling that I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, it was a choir boy thing. It's something that happened after I moved from the Midwest. Like in like 2009, they started doing annual contests for choirs.
Right. Well, they did. Like they totally do. Like if you're a part of like a high school choir, you know, they're going to put you in a robe and you're going to stand on some risers and they're going to make you sight read and then you're going to sing some prepared things and they're going to rate you, you know, 4, 3, 2 or 1, and you get a 1 that is a superior, and you get to bring that home, and there's a piece of paper, and you did a good job, and maybe there's a solo ensemble kind of thing to it. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're like in a, like a, like at a choir, it's like a chamber choir kind of thing. Like, you just go and perform.
Okay.
Garrett, I think it's more strange that you don't know what that is.
Well, it's like, I don't know. Maybe choir just was not important to me as a youth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no maybe about that. That's 100% true.
That does seem like something that you would know definitively.
Yeah. It was,
which
it was
one
not,
of us?
It was not my thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was a choir kid in school. I make no secret of that. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. I'm not saying you should feel shame about it.
But what I'm saying is, I think the proceedings would have had an extra layer of gravitas if I was wearing this very heavily shoulder padded cloak. Not everybody else, just me, as I stepped forward to the microphone.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd be into that.
Yeah, it's basically like he's straight up Belmont in this.
Yeah,
and he steps forward. He's got this cloak. He's got the big shoulders. He's got the sword. It's the full thing. And I think that he could really project. And we see that in the video. He's really belting it out there. And I think that it is because of the support that this garment prefers.
I'm just like picturing like a middle school or high school choir, and you, Cole Ross, stepping front and center wearing a cloak with shoulder pads.
Me, Cole Ross, now 30
yes,
years
yes.
old.
No, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Not middle school or high school version of you. Like, this is a middle school or high school choir competition today in 2016.
Oh yeah.
Featuring solo by 30-year-old Cole Ross.
Am I invited? No. Will I be escorted away by the authorities? Yes.
Okay, guys, we learned a lot today.
Yes, we have. We've learned that Gary doesn't know what choir is.
I know what choir is.
I know.
It is the, I get it. It is funny where the emphasis of explanation came from.
We've learned that Cole doesn't think most people know what bathrobes are.
Yeah, that's the headline. Thank you, Evan.
Okay.
Damn it, Evan.
No,
we're playing like Evan Jones like ping pong.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, which is doing the abject suffering moot where we vie for your support in the wars to come. Evan, thank you for joining
thank
us.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry about the mix up.
Yeah, it has been fun. I was happy. I think that you were right that like the best thing to come from this, other than this fun episode, but is that like, oh, I got a chance to actually play Holy Diver and it's super good.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
So for sure. Where can people find you online, Evan?
Most of my stuff is online at evanjonesthorn.com. That's Thorn with an E at the end. My Twitter handle is at Mr_Harder, all spelled out. I also run the Twitter Sad Paul Stanley, which is kind of an alternate reality KISS frontman who's just despondent. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's a lot of fun to do. And you can also find me on every episode of Teenage Dirtbags that deals with the band Eiffel 65.
Yeah. And whenever we have Evan facts.
Yep.
That's true.
This is the titular Evan from Evan in the Facts Man. Evan with the Facts
That
man.
Is me.
Yes.
And are we... Cool. Are we allowed to talk about Radio Free Midworld?
Yeah, we are. We have a pilot episode that I'm ready to drop as soon as the X-Men show is funded.
Which is hopefully, I mean, we made some progress towards that recently.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's more achievable than it did, you know, 2 days ago.
But yeah, but Evan's going to be part of the Radio Free Midworld, podcast about the Dark Tower series that I desperately want to do.
Yeah, we did a pilot for that, and it was just a ton of fun, and I'm really excited to be involved in that too.
Yeah, I need to look at as this stuff starts getting closer to being a reality. Look at getting more of those in the can.
Yeah, and getting Idris Elba to appear.
Oh yes, yeah, they're
that'd
like
be awesome.
There's so much stuff, man. If I could talk to Idris Elba.
Yeah, if you get Idris Elba, then I want a guest on it. I'll read the books. To do it, so
just a couple weeks, you know.
Man, real quick, just because Dabdog Suffering related, I have to go, but I also want to bring up Cole. We got a tweet from somebody who was a fan who was like, if I can't remember what state it was, but if you guys make it down to the city, I can arrange a meeting with Jack.
Oh, New Orleans, yeah,
yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, just making sure that like you knew about that.
Yep, I'm aware of it. I'm trying to think of like, this, do we need to start the New Orleans retro game? kind of thing. Like, it's weird that neither of us live there, but
get New Orleans, get like a goddamn like retro gaming expo so we can justify this.
Right. I mean, I'm going to New Orleans at the beginning of January. I could just take that meeting for you guys.
Can you kidnap Shaq for me?
Yeah, I don't want to give you the meeting.
No, I don't think I can. I'm more than happy though to take the meeting on your behalf.
Yeah, man.
So just, you know,
you can carry around a couple iPads with us Skyping in.
At Sad Paul Stanley, let me know. Let's set that up. I'll be in town at the beginning of January. I'd love to meet Shaq. Thank you so much for the offer.
I'm so angry. No. He's scooping our Shaq.
He's in scooping shit. This episode will never see the light of day. You played the game and lost, Thor. That's probably a good place to end it. I don't know. I don't know if we did adequate admin, but
yeah, it probably is
a good stinger. So.
People know it. People know the stuff.
Yeah, you can make sure.
Go to patreon.com. I'm a Patreon backer. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Check that out. Yeah. Help these guys out.
Yeah.